now we are back. I told you, this brother that I got tonight is so smooth. So with further ado, you know, I don't like, I can't keep stuff for long. You know, I spill it. So I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Sean and Mr. Sean. Yeah. And how are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, so why don't you tell everybody what's your full name?
Okay.
And what you do. And I'm going to tell you how we really met. Okay.
All right. So Sean Banks, and I am in youth development. I'm in motivation and youth development. You Can Have It All magazine. Mm. You Can Have It All conferences, Camp Warrior King. And I'm all about getting the youth to where they want to be, to the next level.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that sounds like a change for a whole person right there.
Absolutely.
What you thinking? That's what we do. We make it happen.
Make it happen.
So I am so excited. And the point is, I'm excited because you never know how me and Sean met.
Right.
It was actually through Facebook.
Hey.
So it was through Facebook, and I was promoting the I Am Powerful Teen Summit. Yeah. So I saw what Sean was doing for the youth, which inspired me because that's what Change for Hope is. It's all about the youth, getting them what I call the three E's: education, experience, and exposure.
All right.
Okay? Yeah. So remember, y'all, I hope y'all wrote that down, them three E's. That's what you're looking for your student to have. So, Sean, now I found out, now you're not originally here from Atlanta.
No, not originally.
Not originally. So where you from?
Originally from Seattle, Washington.
Whoa. Yeah. Not D.C., Washington.
Not D.C., Washington, but Washington, Washington, way on the other side. Yeah.
Wow. Now, so you were way up there.
Right.
How in the world, everybody asking.
Yeah, they
how did you get to Georgia?
Well, the first thing they ask is, man, they got black people up in Seattle.
Well, that's true.
Now, that's the first question. There's plenty of black people in Seattle.
Wow.
And so the way I got to Atlanta, my mom was ready to move. She wanted something different.
Mm.
And my sister was going to Clark at the time.
Okay.
And so my mom was like, hey, we're going to pack it up and we're moving to Atlanta. So it took us 2.5 days to get here. We drove cross country. And at the time, we couldn't afford to get all the way across. So what she did is she looked in the newspaper. And there was a guy that was in Army Special Forces that had put an article in there that he was traveling. It's like a share program.
Right.
And he was going to Fort Bragg in North Carolina.
Wow.
And so my mom called. He's like, yeah, I'm going to Fort Bragg. And we got a truck. He slept in the back and drove sometimes, and we came all the way down to Atlanta.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I asked him all kind of questions.
Man, the first thing going on is the unity.
Yeah.
How people still pull together.
Right.
Not just, what, maybe 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm about right?
Almost, yeah.
I'm almost telling his age, so,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I still look 21, though, besides the beard.
Okay, and I'm 25, right?
There you go. Hey.
So it just, because the reason why I'm saying that, because we look at today with this pandemic going on,
right.
How people are really pulling together and using their resources, how we can help someone get from one point to point A to point B, point C. Mm-hmm. And we can see that it's still good people some 30 years ago,
right.
How your mom was able to go from Seattle
right.
to come all the way down to Georgia.
Right.
Oh.
Right. And the thing about it is, she didn't know this guy at all.
Right.
But he was a soldier, you know, and you know, so he was an honorable man. And it was a mother and her child. And he was like, hey, I'm getting here and I'll make sure you all get to Atlanta. And that's what he did. He dropped us all the way at the door where we were going to stay. And then he got back in the truck and kept going the rest of the way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's, to me, is the key component of what you want to tell students.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do it all.
No.
Don't have to do it all.
No.
Just ask.
Yeah.
And the words that you'll receive.
You'll receive.
You'll receive.
Yeah. Ask and you'll receive. And it's all about getting that help, especially for kids. They got to understand that you're not an island. You can't do it by yourself.
Mm.
So you're going to need your parents, or your guardian. You're going to need your teachers. You're going to need your coaches. You're going to need all the right influences around you to get to wherever it is that you want to go. Because you're going to need that help. You don't know everything.
Right. You know? Okay. You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean, let me take a break because, see, you know what? You on kick. a lot of key points that our youth need to understand that, you know, we so used to saying village. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they understand when we say the word village.
No.
But the way you just saying, you need your mama, you need your guardian, you need your teacher, you need your coach.
Right.
There's so many people that you need. Right. You're not going to be able to get off this island by yourself.
You're not. And if they don't understand the word village, they'll understand the word team. You need a team.
You need a team.
Right.
Okay. Y'all, hold on. Hold on, son.
I got
hold you. Hold on, y'all. You know what I'm going to tell you to do? This time, skip the Kool-Aid and get your water. I want you to stay focused. I don't want your sugar to get to you, okay? So tune back in. We'll be right back with you, okay?
STEM is precise. No margin for error.
Dare to forget that. Dare to have fun with it. Get weird with it. Dare to blow their minds. Dare to explore. Dare to STEM. Learn more at SheCanSTEM.
All right, so we get ready to go in deep, okay? So we're going to find out more about Mr. Sean and what drives him to do what he do. Where he get this passion from? So, Sean, now that you're here in Atlanta, now you're down here in the ATL yeah. that you don't hear so much about.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you got here from the Young Soldier and everything, so what was your impression? What stood out throughout your childhood, the remainder of your childhood to adulthood, and some of your transition while you was here?
One of the biggest things when I got to Atlanta that got me was the culture. There was so much culture and so much richness. And as a young adult, especially a young black man, to see so many successful black people
okay.
was a very rich thing. The thing I remember first when I got here was This Is It, because there was a This Is It over in West End and Krispy Kreme.
You can tell. The donuts put
hey, you. Hey, This Is It, those wings and the sauce.
Wow.
And I remember Krispy Kreme, but it was just the culture. It was just all of the richness. I mean, you would see a doctor's office, a lawyer's office. You would see all these successful people, and that was just real powerful. It was inspiring. I mean, there were black people in Seattle, yes, but
you're
just
right.
Not at the magnitude of Atlanta, especially not when we first
okay.
got here.
Okay, yeah. okay. Yeah. So what side of town, you know, that you stayed in when you got here? Did you ever move or you stayed where you was at?
Oh, no, we moved around. So when I first got here, we were over off of Browns Mill Road or Cleveland Avenue, and then we moved over to Pittsburgh area.
Oh.
So I went to Parks Middle School.
Okay.
Went to school. Yeah, I was Atlanta Public Schools. Yeah, from middle school all the way through high school.
Okay, so I know a lot of people out there know what Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Everybody familiar with Pittsburgh. But for the ones that might not, so yeah. that's close over there by the Stewart Avenue, what we call
yeah.
Metropolitan.
Yeah, we call Metropolitan.
Okay, so y'all know the geographic area.
Right.
Okay,
right,
so
right.
How was it? How was it since you was in Atlanta Public School from Seattle?
It was different. It was a culture shock, first of all, for me. When we went to school, there might be three or four of us in black kids in school when
okay.
I was in Seattle. It was a handful, but you went from that to just a school where it was nothing but black kids. And so
right.
for me, it was totally different.
Mm.
And then it was like, I talk different. Like, why you sound like that? Why you know, Sam would always tease me
right.
when I talk different.
Exactly.
Going to school in Pittsburgh, I still got a lot of friends that I know today that I went to school with, and we all had a lot of fun, but there was a lot of struggles. There was a lot of challenges. It's inner city school. So there was drugs, there was, you know, prostitutes, there was, you know, it was all that going on.
So did you really think that, even though it was a culture shock, even
uh-huh.
though you were probably like super cool, glad,
mm-hmm.
I say, oh, they black people, I'm black people everywhere. They just,
right.
every time you turn, it's a black person,
right.
you know.
Right.
But as you got deeper and got older mm-hmm. and seeing some of these things that you've been exposed to, did you think, you know, what the direction of life you thought you were going to be going down?
Not at all. I did not think at all that I'd be doing what I'm doing today.
Okay, and then what is that you're doing today?
So doing youth development and focusing on developing youth, particularly improving, enhancing their performance in life. So showing them how to excel at school and sports and life in general.
Right.
I had no passion for doing that. I have no passion at all to do it.
Wow.
And so I had no idea that I would be doing this. This is, you know, it's like if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are.
Yes.
And yeah, so this is the biggest practical joke of my life is doing what I'm doing now.
So what did you thought you was going to be doing?
I thought I was going to be either doing something in law or in building a business somewhere.
Okay.
I was always interested in building businesses, and I was always interested in that and negotiating deals, but I never thought it would be with developing youth.
Okay.
And so I still get to do what it is I always wanted to do. It's just, you know, God took me a different way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. So now that you're with the youth, and that's how life is. That's life, right? Yeah. So we're talking about life lessons. Okay, so that plays out sometimes.
Right.
Life don't always go the way that you direct it to go, but it's seeing you on another path. So with doing so, how did you manifest this new path if you didn't see yourself in the light of the youth?
Well, it started, I was serving at my church.
Okay.
Actually. I was serving at my church, and I always had a martial arts background when I was a little boy. The way my mom kept us from getting in trouble was to put us in martial arts. So we had discipline and we had, you know, respect and focus.
Right.
And so there was always a passion that I had. And when about 2008, the market kind of changed and stuff. I was in real estate, market kind of changed. Mm-hmm. And a buddy of mine said, hey, look, why don't we start doing martial arts classes?
Okay.
And I was like, you know, all right, cool, let's do it, you know. But I never really planned on working with youth. I was going to be on the business side. But at my church, they would always put me in the youth ministry to serve because I was on a protection team and an operations detail.
Oh, wow.
And so they would always put me over in the youth ministry, which I hated.
Okay.
I didn't want to be there. And so
you were taking care of the babies.
I ain't care.
I
was like, man, worry about them kids, man. Hey, we're not worried about those kids. It wasn't where I wanted to be.
Right.
And so I would complain about that.
Okay.
And they'd listen, and then it would go in one of their ears and out the other, and they put me right back there.
Okay.
And after a while, they explained to me why they had me there.
Okay.
And that opened my eyes a little bit, but I was still stubborn about it. But long story short, we started teaching martial arts, and that's kind of how everything started opening up.
Wow. Yeah. So they tapped into a talent
that
you like doing.
Yeah.
And reversed it and showing the students. And then you saw the reward like you did when you was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's how things work sometimes.
Yeah, well, they just kept putting me at the door. And then it was like, I had to figure out how I was going to make money to take care of myself.
Right.
And it's like, okay, what skills do you have? What things you know how to do with this? Because 2008 was a recession.
Right.
What things you know how to do? Okay, I can do this. And I want to work for myself.
Right.
So that's what I started doing. And then it just, you know, one thing kind of just started picking up.
Okay, so, you know, those are things that we try to tell the youth.
Right.
Your ability to make money is right here.
Absolutely.
In your hands.
In your hands.
And that's what you did.
Yes.
It was in your hands.
It was in my hands.
Okay, so now, this is the part I love about. So what you're doing now is so, it done blew up. Now, I ain't going to take your thunder from you. I ain't going to take your thunder. Because I know y'all like one like me. Want to know, how did you get on this level? Now tell everybody, how did you get on this explosive level? Because you down with the youth like two flat tires.
Right. Well, in all honesty, it started with me being on my face because I didn't know how to do anything that I'm doing now. What I mean by being on my face was God, what do you want me to do?
Okay.
How do you want me to maneuver? What's the next step? Okay, I'm over here, right? Like, I didn't want to be over here, but I'm over here.
Now
you're
there.
Now what do you want me to do?
Okay.
And it was do this, do that, do this, do that. And I just started following what it is that he was telling me to do.
Okay.
You know, I like to say all the time, you know, I'm not that smart. And what I mean by that is that I don't have all the answers, but I know how to get the answers. And so that's what I started doing. That's how things started happening.
Okay, and I like that. I like that. Because some of the things that I say or we say in Change for Hope, you don't have to know everything.
Right.
That's the reason why you got resources.
Right.
Look it up. I say, y'all kids, so y'all got it made. We had to collect the encyclopedias.
Yeah.
We had to get the whole collection.
The whole collection.
And you know, y'all got it at the tip of your tongue with your smartphone. I'm like, how you not know the answer?
Still don't know.
So, you know, we don't come a long way in technology and understanding stuff. But what would you say to the young people then, based on what you done been through, trying to make me think of Jonah in the whale. He trying to fight to get there, and then Jonah in the whale just came on and said, oh, you're going to do what I tell you.
Oh, you're going to do what I tell you to
do. Okay, all right, you had to do it.
We just going to swallow you and hold you until you decide that you're going to submit.
So you was in a holding area.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called broke. Like, okay.
Okay, he was very transparent. were broke.
I was very broke. I mean, I was broke. Things fell apart. I mean, I landed on my back and had to rebuild. Mm. I mean, everything kind of went left, and I had to rebuild. And in that rebuilding process is where I really started listening.
Mm.
Okay, like, you hear me now? I hear you. Okay, this is what I want you to do.
Boy, I'm not a, I know what you're doing, parent. You don't call to call John, Steve, Tim. You don't call JoJo to come on downstairs. Did you hear what this man said?
Yeah.
You got to start listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? We finna take a break.
All right.
We finna take a break because I want the mamas to get them babies.
All right.
Come on down here and tune in because we're going to see where that listening landed you to where you at today. And you got some big stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now get them babies. Come on. Nobody go to the bathroom. Get them babies. We'll be right back with you.
When I was your age, I was just like you, fascinated by stars. But now I get to search for life in the universe. And who knows? Maybe life is looking for us too.
So we're like aliens to them?
Yeah. Does anyone want to be a scientist now?
I do.
Awesome. We need more girls in STEM.
Maybe we can find aliens.
Well, okay now. I know you gathered all the students, all your kids, your nephew, nieces. Awesome. So we're going to jump right into it because what Sean got to tell me over the break, it was deep. It was really deep. So Sean, you got magazines. You fit to launch a magazine that you're about to come out for the youth. You got a summer camp that you're doing. And then we're going to turn around and tell us what a blessing that you have in your life. So let's shoot it all. How you where you want the story to go?
Well, we start with the magazine. So the magazine is called You Can Have It All magazine.
You can have it all. That sounds like a song. You can have it all. Okay,
yeah, you can have it all. International magazine. It's all about youth developments, raising extraordinary kids, and motivating the world. And the magazine right now, we have 5 different countries that are already logged in to be able to get access to the magazine. And it's really exciting. It's all about motivating youth to go after their dreams and to see other kids that are doing things and to be inspired by that. And it's very interactive. So kids get an opportunity to submit, you know, pictures and submit recipes and submit songs and things they want for an opportunity to be in the magazine.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that and what it'll do for the youth.
And then what is the age? What is the age for this magazine?
So typically 5 to 15. So as soon as they start reading, we want them to be able to read the magazine. And it's interactive, so it's not just words, but it's videos, and it's right, and it's completely digital.
Okay.
And so they can write in their phone, they can look and flip and submit and do stuff right from
their phone. Oh, so that's one of the things that we got to subscribe, and then you get so many points, and we subscribe.
Well, not yet, but you know.
Not yet, but it's coming.
We might do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good deal.
Absolutely.
That's a good deal, and even on my platform when I do the I Am Teen Summit, that's another way because we have, I mean, it's like we make history every day.
Mm-hmm.
History 365 days.
Right.
Students are making history.
They are.
What you just got through saying, we can inspire that child from birth to 5 years old, tinkering with this. Now we have a purpose.
Right.
We can see something in our kids and just say, oh, la-di-da-di, you know, they'll get it.
Right.
So I'm good. That is good.
Right.
And when this magazine coming out again?
The magazine comes out in April.
In April?
Yeah, it comes out in April.
Okay, so at the end of the show, I promise I'm going to tell you to tell the viewers how to subscribe.
Okay.
Make sure they get that first issue out on April. They'll be right on the top of your list. Let me know because I want to sign up. I want to get my paper. I want to get my magazine. I want to see them videos. I want to see them babies doing it.
Yeah.
So that is good. So now on top of that, you got a magazine.
Right.
So how long you been doing this summer camp?
So Camp Warrior King is...
What's the name of it?
Camp Warrior King.
Camp Warrior King. That sounds like that.
King.
Wakanda stuff.
But Camp Warrior King is almost 10 years old. And Camp Warrior King is all about, we're old school campers, how I like to describe it.
Okay.
It's all about kids having fun, having a good time outside, playing, but at the same time, they're learning.
Yes.
We go on all kind of field trips. We do hikes. They learn how to do archery. They learn how to shoot. If they want to shoot, they learn how to cook. They learn how to box. They do martial arts. They do just all kind of things. And one of the biggest things that I like about it is that kids are required to read every single day. We have tutoring on campus. The tutoring is free for math, We have one of the best tutors in the city of Atlanta.
Wait a minute. You said the best?
One of the best.
You got the best.
Yeah, Dr. King.
Y'all hear now? You got one of the best. Dr. who?
Dr. King.
Dr. King.
Yeah, her name is a she. Her name is Dr. King.
Excuse me.
And she's awesome. She'll come in and she tutors the kids. She tutors kids in all the private schools around the city of Atlanta. And she spends a lot of her time during the summer coming and tutoring kids at Camp Warrior King.
Okay.
And then we have a Summer Bridge program, which is going to be real big this year for parents.
Yes, it is.
Because of what's called Summer Slide, right, where the kids slide back from what they've learned. So they've had a whole year of not being in school.
They really slid. They really did a whole slide.
Casper slide, slid off.
they slid off the water course.
Exactly.
Parents, I know y'all need this, okay?
Yeah.
This is amazing. 10 years?
Yeah.
Now, where is this camp located at?
We're located right on off Cascade Road, off of 285. So we're Carver Bible College.
Yes.
We're right there.
Wow. Now, what is the age limit for this camp, you know, and stuff?
We go from ages 5 to 15.
5 to 15, just like the magazine.
Just like the magazine.
5 to 15.
5 to 15, yeah, 5 to 15. Our counselors are great. Most of them are ex-educators or people that educate during the year and then come back and, you know, want to spend time with the kids.
So that give back program. Absolutely. That's that give back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have a ball.
And then also at your camp, you even got a position for youth teams.
Yeah.
Teams. So how did that work? We got some teens out there that might be inspired to be a social worker, a teacher, somewhere in the edge of a mental health.
Right.
Something in there that they inspire to want to go into that type of field.
Right. So For working at camp for junior counselor positions, we're looking for kids that are at least 16 years old and are hard workers and have good discipline.
And love to be outside.
And love to be out. Love to work. Love to be outside. Want to be inside. Don't mind getting their hands dirty. And you know, because we have a good time. They're gonna work hard.
I'm liking this. This is seem like what we call the holistic.
Right.
You made sure that we getting it from the holistic side.
Absolutely.
That is beautiful. Yeah, I mean, come on, really? Yeah. And this is from somebody that didn't even like kids.
Wow! Yeah.
I'm glad God touched his hand on you.
Yeah, it was him. Not me.
I'm glad he touched you. Right. And not even that he touched you, you even received a blessing.
Yeah.
What was your blessing?
To have children of my own. Yeah, I got two great sons. And, you know, raising kids, I say, is the hardest work but the most fun you ever have. Just because you know what it's like being a parent. I mean, you're on 24/7.
Yes.
Never a moment you're not thinking about them. But it's the most fun that you ever have. So.
Yeah. So what's the age of your kids? You don't mind me asking.
My boys are 7 and 3.
I can see them at the camp.
Yeah,
they're gonna get down. They're gonna get down.
Hey, they've been at the camp from the beginning. Yeah.
Wow, what an amazing story.
Diapers and pacifiers. Yeah,
I know there's somebody said, boy, you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till they turn 12 and they smelling themselves.
Right.
Wow, yeah. But you ready though?
Oh, absolutely.
You ready?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so happy that you being my guest here tonight.
Thank you so much.
And to see more young black men stepping up to the plate and say, hey, I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
I want to make a difference. And then you got so much experience as far as coming from Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole culture change by itself.
Absolutely.
And then coming down to Atlanta, to the South. So you from north to the South.
Yeah.
Big difference. And we talk about that so much. Mm-hmm. And then letting students see and seeing that we all in this world together.
Right.
But because we come from many different atmospheres, and living in this world, that you got to have some compassion.
Right.
You got to have compassion for people because you never know what kind of condition of life they lived up under.
You never know what's going on. You have to have compassion. One of the things that I'm really excited about, really proud of, that we put together was You Can Have It All Orphanage in Uganda, East Africa. And the way that came together was we went to Uganda to do a conference. We put together our own conference. Because one of the things that we do is we do youth conferences all over the world.
Wow.
And so we were in Uganda to do a conference, and one of the hosts, there was an orphanage that was pretty much distressed. It was getting ready to get closed down. And, you know, had we not gone, we wouldn't have been blessed to be an opportunity to help. And so now we've had that orphanage for about 3 years. And we're getting doors on and windows on. And because the situation, I tell kids all the time, you have to have a heart for other people because you don't know what they're going through.
Exactly.
In America, you really don't see much child homelessness.
Okay.
Right? You don't see it. It's here, but you don't see it as
much.
Right.
It's not bluntly.
It's not there out in your face. But when you go in a certain parts of the world, like in Uganda where we were, I mean, you see the kids and they don't have any, there's no shoes. They don't have shoes. They don't know where they're going to eat. It's totally different. So when we see kids and you got on a pair of J's, you got on a pair of $250 LeBrons, and you mad because they got a crease in them. There's kids that
I didn't know what crease was. My son had to tell me. Right. Now, Mom, don't be doing that. You're going to put a crease in my shoes.
You're going to put a crease in the shoes.
I'm like, really?
Yeah. I mean, there's kids that have no shoes at all, no shoes on their feet. And so it really gives you a heart for what's going on around the world.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's real important to be compassionate and to give, you know, to give. I mean, we have so much and we can give so much.
Exactly. Yeah. I believe in that because I believe I'm a number one pusher for community service.
Absolutely.
Learn to give back because it's just what we need to do.
Right.
It's just what we need to do.
Right.
So, Sean, I'm going to make sure that I allow some more time
for
you to give out your information. Please tell the viewers, if you got Instagram, Facebook, website, how can they reach you?
To reach me, the first thing that you can do, if you have any questions or anything that we can do to help your youth, you can call. And the number is 678-408-2053. And that number goes directly to our office. If you want to speak to Sean, you can speak to me. I'm available to talk to anybody that needs to help to develop their youth. We're on Instagram. You can check us out for a camp. It's Camp Warrior King. Go on IG and then go search under Camp Warrior King for You Can Have It All magazine. You go up under SF Dreams Big. On Facebook, search Camp Warrior King. And for the website, it's campwarriorking.com for camp. And for the magazines, You Can Have It All. And they can find us all. That's all they need.
Wow. And I always tell y'all, also, if you can't remember all of that, what he just gave you, the information, contact Change for Hope. We can make sure that we get the information to you. You can go to our website, which is www.change4hope.org. But please go to the website, go to the Facebook pages. Yeah, that's how I met Sean.
Right.
You know, he is today. I couldn't believe it either.
Right.
That we have somebody out here and it's right here at your fingertip.
Right.
So the last thing before I close out, I didn't ask you about the cost.
Okay.
So how does the cost work with the program going to camp?
So for parents, so there's a price scale.
Right.
So the best thing for them to do is just call us.
Just call us.
Yeah, tell them.
Like that. Yeah. Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah, tell them to call us.
There you go. So that doesn't mean no.
Right.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Possibility is always open.
Always open.
Don't never give up.
Always open.
Oh, as I say, keep hope alive.
Hey, keep it alive.
Keep it alive. And I want you to keep it alive. I want you to get in contact with Sean.
Yeah.
And Sean, we thank you so much.
Thank
Anytime
you.
That you want to come back on the show, give us some more valuable information to help our youth to get a job. You could be a junior counselor. Come on now, teens.
Right.
You know, call me up. I'm always looking for y'all to have a job. So, yes, go ahead.
Junior counselors, if you want to come work, please reach out if you want to be a junior counselor. And I'm also looking for writers. Junior writers for the magazine.
Ooh.
So people that are talented want to write for the magazine. I'm looking for them.
I'm telling you, see?
Looking for you,
Opportunities keep flowing.
Absolutely.
It's no excuse. I want to see all of y'all there. I'm going to go and visit the camp. I'm going to go take some pictures. I'm telling you that much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Mr. Sean.
Thank
we appreciate everything.
Yeah.
And may God continue to bless you in mighty, mighty ways.
Thank you.
Okay, well thank you, listeners. I hope to see you next Thursday. What you need to do, do what you do. Be that change for hope, okay? Y'all have a good night.